Yeah, hello.
Hi, it's Jose.
Yes, speaking.
Hey, Jose, this is Sam from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, Sam. I'm doing good. How are you? Good to hear you.
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. So I'm with the underwriting department over here. It looks like your file just got sent over to me. Just wanted to give you a quick call and confirm a few things. Did you have a couple of minutes here?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So I see you're working with Steve. I'm going over his notes right now. And it looks like we have you down. We're looking for both the equipment financing and some working capital. Is that correct?
Yes, he told me that you guys do both of those things, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. All right. Now, I think what we're going to do is we do both, but we're going to do them separately. What I want to do on an initial look at the file, what I want to do is get you approved for the equipment first, just to see kind of, you know, exactly what we're working with. If we, you know, we'll see what kind of approval we're able to get, and that will determine, you know, our total amount of working capital that we will need going forward. So my understanding is we're looking for, it's a Ryder truck.
It's a Ryder truck, yeah.
Okay, so we want to finance the truck, and then there's some additional needs for working capital that come after that. Looks like you want to do some maintenance and repairs on your existing trucks. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It's correct.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So first, I kind of want to just focus on the new purchase. So for the Ryder, now, is that a used Ryder truck, or is it a new Ryder truck?
It's used as well. It's used.
Okay.
Truck.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. And then, let's see. I think I see it was about $24,000. That's the cost on the truck.
Yeah, I think it's 23. It was 29 and went down to 23.4.
Oh, okay. Now, do you have a quote or an invoice for the truck yet?
No.
Okay. But I see the notes on here. It says you've worked with the vendor before. You've purchased previous trucks from them?
Yes.
Okay. That'll make the process pretty simple. I think what I can do is I can go ahead and get you approved based on that initial amount. But we will need an invoice once we get a little further into the process. So...
Absolutely. What do you mean by invoice? Like a bill of sales or something like that?
Yeah. Just something from the vendor that says exactly what the cost is.
Oh, right.
I mean,
right.
A quote
okay,
works
sure.
Fine as well.
Sure. Let me mention something right up front.
Sure.
I truly appreciate all this. It comes as a good signal for the process. I'm kind of working on a hint to see if things are going to fall in place. And the first thing I have in place is the driver.
Okay.
You know, which my insurance is a little bit tough, and I had to work with him on helping me finding a good driver for the truck. But the thing is that the company, right now, I am dedicated. So I told Steve that the company asked me to give them to the first week of December to give me the green light.
Oh, okay.
Now, if we can put everything together and everything works out good, we can go two ways. We can, as soon as we have everything ready, I can spoke to the, because it's going to be just 3 more weeks left.
Sure.
And I can check back with the plant manager to see if he's going to need the truck, because he told me to, for sure, to give him until let November go by, and he said December is a good time. And I can go two ways. I can either go ahead and add it as a third truck, or I can replace one of the ones that I already have.
Okay. So
it would be a plan A and plan B.
Sure. Okay. All right. No, that's good to know. So yeah, they're both are an option. It's an additional or a replacement. You won't know that until probably a couple of weeks from now, though.
Yeah, he told me to give him exactly. He looks after me. He say, I don't want you to get into debt and then having to go to work at a 7-Eleven to pay for the trucks.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, no, that's good. That's good notes. That's good. It's good to know because those are two different scenarios. Now,
right.
Okay.
So now, with that being said, you know, so you can go ahead and work on open up the process. And once we get to the point that, that everything is ready, like I say, it could be the last week of November, and I can check with him and say, and he say, sure, you're going to be needing the truck in 2 weeks, then we go right ahead with the process to get the truck.
Okay.
As a plan A. Other than that, we'll move as a plan B, which will be to replace one of the existing ones, and still, I like to get the vehicle because I need a better, more reliable.
Sure. So basically, you're going to know whether or not you need two or three trucks. If you need two, you're going to replace it. If you need three, you're just going to add it as an additional third truck.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, I got that. I got that.
What's your name again, sir?
My name is Sam.
Sam. Okay.
Sam, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, have you financed, did you finance the other two trucks when you bought them?
It's funny. Yeah, I did it. But the first one, I didn't do it through an institution. I did it through my ex, my boss. He financed
it
for me.
Oh, okay.
So in other words, that one is already paid off.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so I financed it from my boss financed it for me.
Okay. Have you applied for, you know, financing through an institution before?
I mean, yeah, that was the first truck. The second one is being financed by EPF from Connecticut.
EPF from Connecticut. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And what's your experience been with them so far?
Well, it's awesome because as long as I can put that 10% down on the truck, they'll finance it and they just withdraw the monthly payment from the account. So right now,
Yeah, that's pretty straightforward. Okay.
Yeah, and I just got a phone call from the gentleman who helps me with the quarters, the East, and all that. because he processed it for me and I found out interesting that they didn't know that they were expecting to get the title. Now, each state is different.
Sure.
Like New York, even if the vehicle is financed, could be a personal car or working 18-wheeler in this case, New York sends the title to the person who purchased the truck.
Yes.
Now, so other states like Texas, they'll send the title to the finance company. So I just got a phone call last week from the gentleman who processed everything because they held him as responsible for registering the vehicle. They thought that the state was going to send them the title straight.
Oh, okay.
So I said, no, the state sent it to me. So they're just looking for a copy of the title. But he said, just make sure that you know what they're going to call you. They're just looking for a copy of the title, that's all. Which is what the state does is it enlists them as lien holders.
Yeah.
And the vehicle cannot be sold until the title is clear.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's how New York does it.
Sure. Now, are you purchasing this truck? Is this truck in the state of New York, or are you getting it from somewhere else?
Right now, it's in the state of Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's in Pennsylvania.
It's on Ryder's truck yard.
Okay, so you're going to purchase it from Pennsylvania. You want the truck registered in the state of New York?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, and then is the truck going to be crossing state lines as you use it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's registered for over the road, like portion it.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Right. Perfect. Yeah. The appropriation. Okay. All right. Now, have you budgeted for a monthly payment on what you would be able to afford for the truck? Do you have a monthly budget?
Oh, not yet, because Steve told me that you could do like three. He asked me about how long I thought I was looking for. I said, well, for $20,000, I'm not looking for any longer than 3 years. So better, the shorter the better.
Oh, you want shorter the better? Okay.
Yeah, Yeah,
okay. So. Yeah, typically we can do anywhere from 2 to 5 years. So I can give you some options if you want to do maybe I'll give you some numbers for 2 years and then for 3 years, and we'll see what makes the most sense. Because if you have a specific budget in place, we can always play with the term to try to fit it into that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. So we want to go shorter than usual. All right. And then I'm looking at the notes here as far as kind of like a return of what you can expect the trucks to kind of generate in revenue for you. Steve here says, let me see. You're looking at about $3,500 per week per truck. Is that, does that sound accurate?
That's the minimum, yeah. The average is actually $4,400.
Oh, the average is about $4,500? Okay.
Yeah, so $3,500 will be the minimum.
Okay. All right. And then... okay, so I think that's just about all the information that I need right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to submit to get the approval on this initial Ryder truck. We can go ahead and get some terms for that and see, kind of give you an idea of what the budget would be. And then we can revisit it and determine exactly how much we would like to do for working capital once we know what the situation is with the Ryder truck. Does that sound like a good plan for you right there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, that's where we are. I'm going to go ahead and submit the file right now. We will have Steve reach back out to you probably tomorrow to give you an update on where things stand.
Like I said, so just touching one more on the truck, most likely, I said within the 3 year period of financing, and I will work on probably paying them ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
You know, but just to be safe, I would say if you can do like 3 years, if you can put it like so as an estimate.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
All right. So thank you very much, and I'll be looking forward to Steve Funko.
Sure. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Jose.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
All right.